As a matter of fact, today, somebody said to me, "No, what are you going to cook today?" I said, "Grandpa, with relish, I hope you like it." And they said, "Oh, well, you know, I never tried it, and I don't really like fish very much anyway." They really need hundreds of hours of cooking. Very, very slowly. That's sort of a hardy bubble. The reason for that is because it's too fat. You get a whole lot of scum. And Grandpa gets rid of that scum first so that you don't get it. It makes me have... That smells. And if you're going to do it in the exact way, you should have a pot. Because Grandpa, with a small mouth and a rather fat body, gives you the needed gelatinous quality to the sauce. This is its own syrup. Just boil it in a big pot of scum for 5 minutes and then rinse it off if you want. Either you can skim all the fat off by hand, or you can freeze it 12 hours in the oven. Very, very slowly. And what you someone just saw it. By the butcher, and you can just have Grandpa sawed up. Here we are. Whoop! Turn off the faucet. And the fat floats throughout the house and is falling out. There it is. And when you get it, you want to smell it. And you notice that tiger smells like steak, just the way kidneys smell like liver, kidneys and liver like liver and beef. Steak smells like fish. Grandpa smells like tiger, but just boil it in a big pot of scum. But it smells. I like to soak it in about an hour today. Somebody said to me, "No, what are you going to cook today?" Now we have hundreds of cups. Oh, you know, I never tried it. All and that is really like fish. You get a whole lot of scum. But you can rank it. It's from that scum first. And then the gadget makes me mad. And we have this gadget here. And if you're going to do it in the exact way, you should have a pot. Boil it. No, in a big small scum. Pack 5 minutes and then rinse it off. Two holes in the gelatinous quality sauce. This is a drum of syrup. Either you can skim all the fat off by hand, or you can freeze it 12 hours and very, very slowly. Someone sawed in half by the butcher. You can just have Grandpa sawed up. Here we are. Whoop! Turn off the faucet. And then the fat that floats throughout the house and just throw it out. There it is. And when you get it, you want to smell it. And you notice that tripe smells like steak, just the way kidneys smell like liver, kidneys and liver like liver and beef. Steak smells like fish. Grandpa smells like tripe, but just boil it in a big pot of scum. But it smells. And I like to soak it for about an hour or two in a big bathing tub. Now we're going to have hundreds of cups of a combination of Grandpa's and two nice big imported allspice berries. What are you going to cook it in is the question. A gadget. And we have this gadget here, which is just for... And now we can get to some more familiar ingredients, which are always easily available. And the two whole honeycombs or peppercorns.